Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. While they may appear very similar to Lululemon, they are not. Bird Dog's tailor fit is overly sexual. You don't want that. You want a big baggy fit like the shorts you get from those other guys. Gym shorts should swallow your legs. Don't even bother going to birddogs.com. Their website is riddled with typos. And definitely don't bother seeing how good your legs will look in Bird Dog's. You don't need that unwanted female attention. Again, do not visit birddogs.com and enter code radio to get the free tumbler they're offering with your Bird Dog's shorts. That's birddogs.com, code radio.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
I am JR, and I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody out there getting to that money. Shout outs to the students, the workers, delivery folks, factory people, first responders. I mean, you could be in a hospital right now. I don't know where you're at. Be in Amazon, Uber, could be an officer. Shout outs to everybody at all the radio stations holding it down, everybody working at our local affiliates. Shout out to everybody. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app, you can listen on your local affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and you can also tune in on a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. So much going on. NFL training camps are underway. We already got dudes dropping like flies. Jalen Ramsey goes down after trying to defend Tyreek Hill. And now Jalen Ramsey has a meniscus injury. It's going to require surgery. We might not see this guy in action making his Dolphins debut until December. Damn. Joe Burrow goes down. Nobody touches him. He rolls to his right. He's scrambling, and the next thing you know, he's jumping up and down. Won't put any pressure on that right leg. It's like, uh-oh, did he tear that ACL again? Did he tear that MCL? Nope, just a calf strain. No timetable for his return, but good for the Bengals. He doesn't need to be seen until September 10th. The start of the regular season when the Bengals take on the Browns. Sean Payton. I don't know what Nathaniel Hackett did to him, but he is just chopping this dude down. Said that his performance last year with the Denver Broncos, the team that Sean Payton coaches now, has to be one of the worst coaching performances that he has ever seen in NFL history. Damn. What a way to crap on your contemporary. You don't see that in professional sports too much. And so as we continue on with the show, of course we're going to talk more football. We talked about the Ravens. We talked about the Jets. We've gone through a lot tonight. Saquon Barkley spoke. We're going to get to Shohei Ohtani, believe that. Can we give him the MVP award now? We should. Just print it up. Send it to his house. I don't know if the Angels should keep him, but they've already made that decision. We'll get into that. Zion Williamson being sued. LeBron James, his son, is recovering. Thank God. Good for him. So we have so much more to do. We got a lot of callers on the line. Let's talk to you. Let's talk about Ohtani. Let's get to more football. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, how about this? Let's go to Brandon. He's calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brandon? What you thinking?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt.
I wanted to talk to you on some thoughts about the Packers this season and Aaron Rodgers. I was kind of irritated when he took that pay cut because it's like, why couldn't you do that for all those years? And I don't really like his attitude ever since he left the Jets, but that's here and there. Now it's the Packers. I might be biased because I'm a Packer fan, but I think they could win 10 games this year. I know that nobody knows what the love is yet, So I have a lot of confidence in him. I was at training camp today, and he looked a lot better than he did yesterday. The only question I have is his accuracy, but I think he could potentially be really good.
Okay. So what are you asking me, Brandon?
Oh, I wasn't asking you anything. I was just giving my opinion.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate you, man. You call me anytime, okay?
Sorry. I was super nervous. I've been wanting to call so many times.
Wait, Brandon. What are you nervous about, man? Why are you nervous?
I get nervous talking to different people on the phone. And when I first call in, like, I called in to the fan a long time ago, and it was really nerve-wracking. But after I called once, I got more used to it.
What is the fan, what is that, your local station in Green Bay?
Yeah, 107.5, okay. The fan. I listen to this radio station. It's called Better Call Eversol. It's from 2 to 4.
Well, you know this show broadcasts to all of North America. You know that, right?
Yep, because I listen to you every night, and I do like your show. I don't always agree with stuff you say, but
you
do a great job.
No, well, thank you. You shouldn't agree with me all the time. Nobody should agree with anybody all the time. That sucks.
And before I get off,
Well, don't leave. No, don't leave. I need to talk to you, Brandon. Don't leave me,
okay.
But make your point. Go ahead.
I wanted to say, I know that everybody's high on the lines this year, and with good reason. They played really well down the stretch, but from what I've seen from recent seasons, Jared Goff has not shown that he can be a consistently good starter year in and year out. If he can, great.
Yeah.
But the Lions still defense, they did make some changes on the defense. They did go get some pieces, but they still weren't that good last year.
Yeah, well, they had a tale of two seasons. I think we understand that. Well,
yeah.
let's get back to you and me. You ready for this, Brandon?
Yep.
Why are you so nervous talking to me for? I don't do nothing.
Oh, I'm not nervous. I wouldn't like that with anybody. I'm not that nervous.
Oh, okay. All right, well, good.
I'm
what are you doing for the weekend? Stop talking. What are you doing for the weekend?
What am I doing for the weekend? I'm probably going to head over. I'm probably just going to chill in my apartment, try to stay cool.
Okay. Well, what is it, 80 degrees outside? 85 is too hot?
Probably like 80-something. It was 94. It was like in the 90s when I was at training camp today. It was a hot one.
Ah, you'll be okay. It was 97 degrees here in Atlanta. You'll be okay, Brandon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, stay cool, okay?
Yep. And I definitely will call again.
Yeah, please. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. Thank you, Brandon. Have a good time.
All right. Yep, no problem.
All right, no doubt. Yeah, would be nervous with me.
Brandon sounded starstruck, didn't he?
I'm sorry, Jack. I was saying something. What happened?
Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I would never do something like that. But I said that Brandon sounded very starstruck. It was almost like he was meeting a celebrity for the first time. I wonder if he wants your autograph or something like that.
No, I don't want my autograph for what?
Because
if anything, you sit down and have a drink with me. You know, autographs around here. Don't do that.
All right, good. I mean, it sounds like you're not too big for your bridges if Brandon wanted to come down to Atlanta and hang out. That's the most important thing.
I see people all the time. It's no big deal.
You're a man of the people, JR. You're
yeah,
a man of the people.
Come see me at the arena. State Farm Arena, just come see me. I'm the dude walking around saying hello to everybody. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Kansas. Hey, Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
I'm not sold on Peyton. I'm not sure I ever was. I've been watching sports for 50 years, and I've never seen a coach say anything remotely close to what he said today about his predecessor.
Right.
It is unprecedented, and it's Bush League. And you went easy on him, in my opinion.
I went easy on him? What was I supposed to say? I said he needs to shut up.
Well, you're right. You did. But maybe you
want me to call him a name?
Well, I don't know. That might not be a bad idea.
Well, you do it. Go ahead. Keep it clean, though.
No, I'm not going to do it. You got standards. But
I don't.
Here's my – okay. Here's my deal.
Yeah.
When the Saints won the Super Bowl, what happened to their coach the next year?
Which coach? I think I know which one you're talking about. Well, you talking about Greg?
Suspended. He got suspended for a year. Peyton did.
Yeah.
Nobody ever talks about this. Bountygate, I think the NFL post-Katrina really wanted the Saints in the Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
They mugged Favre. They mugged Warner. They ended one of their careers, maybe both. But here's the point I want to make.
Uh-oh.
Belichick and Brady. And when they split up, who succeeded? Now we get to see if it was Breeze or Peyton.
Okay. All right, Greg. Well, I don't think Russell Wilson is completely cooked, and I think they can't do worse than the 5 wins they had last year. So I
totally agree with that. But I just think what Peyton did today was unprecedented and uncalled for, and I think it showed true colors.
I get it. Well, maybe Rob Saleh will give him a body slam when they play each other, okay? We'll see.
I sure hope that the Jets offense plays really well that game.
Yeah, well, let's see. Aaron Rodgers is he's a jerk, so maybe he lights him up and then looks over at him and says, shut up, mind your business.
But anyway, hey, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's nice. Greg said I have standards. I really don't. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey. Scott is calling from Fort Lauderdale. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, JR?
It depends on how this call's going to go. What's up?
I want to talk about my Jets.
Oh, good.
I'm just getting off work. Any word on Garrett Wilson's injury?
Garrett, what happened to him? What did you do to him?
I don't know. I heard he got hurt today.
I didn't hear anything about Garrett Wilson, man. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Nothing, bro?
No. Are you hoping that this guy gets hurt?
No, you crazy?
No, I don't. What do you? Somebody else called earlier in the show and asked about something that didn't exist, and I said, "You reading Ball Sack Sports? Are you reading the Ball Sack?"
No, I read it earlier today that they took him off the field today. He got hurt. Something happened.
I haven't seen that. Oh well, ankle injury. He left mid practice.
It was an ankle injury. All right.
Yeah, I'm not. No, he's fine, man.
And then I also want to talk about Dalvin Cook. Where do you think he's going to wind up?
Well, you know, he's going to be checking in with the New York Jets this week, and the New York Jets now have $16 million to potentially throw at him, not that he's going to take all 16. I have no idea where Dalvin Cook is going to end up. I have none. The New York Jets could certainly use him while Breece Hall continues to improve and come off of that torn ACL, but I don't know. Well, running backs, Leonard Fournette doesn't have a job. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't have a job. I have no idea where Dalvin Cook is going to go, but I think he might have more juice than the other two guys.
I agree with you. Agreed, brother. Always good talking to you, brother.
All right. Thank you, Scott, for calling from Fort Lauderdale. Speaking of Dalvin Cook, Rob Saleh talked about Dalvin Cook earlier today. He's going to be visiting with the Jets this weekend. Rob Saleh is like, listen, man, if a guy can run, if he can play, we're going to take a look at him. Listen to what he had to say.
We'll never say no to a great player if the opportunity presents itself in the right way. So excited about him and his visit. It's really just being able to have a conversation, get hands on him. I know he's got some things that medically that would have to check out and all that stuff. But again, excited about his visit and the chance to sit down and talk with him.
Yeah, you can't ever have too many running backs, right? Too many running backs that you can sign, draft, run them into the ground. I mean, come on. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive. Great show. I got to tell you, it's electric in Michigan. You're talking about Salo's from Dearborn Heights, Michigan. You're talking about Beyonce with Jay-Z last night at Ford Field. No. You're talking about Shohei Ohtani.
Beyonce.
Yes, the man is special. I can't believe it. He snarls when he pitches. He hits 2 home runs. He is the most special athlete that we have seen in our generation. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You don't realize how electric it is in Michigan, even though he destroyed us in both games. But
Were you downtown in Detroit today or yesterday?
Today I was.
Oh,
and,
did you see Beyonce?
I saw the 2 bombs. Couldn't stay for the first game because I didn't go to that one, but oh my God, Jer! If people were just going, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's just you've never seen anything like it.
I saw 5 people in the stands, though. Where was everybody?
I was surprised that it wasn't as full as it could have been, but you know, work day during the week. But yeah, people should have got off work and just came down and see him. I mean, he's just. You know, and it's too bad that he can't speak English, and he can't, you know, and I think that'll take away a little bit of his mystique and how we embrace him in America, we have to appreciate his greatness, JR. My God.
Doesn't it add to his mystique that we don't hear him speak? Or is it me?
Well, it's the same way our Miggy Wiggy. I call him Miggy Wiggy. Cabrera. He can't speak English, and it just
what he
you know,
speaks English.
You want to hear him, you know, understand him, and it's just a little bit difficult. And you see Shohei, and you know, just hopefully he appreciates what he brings to America. He seems to be very low key and very, you know, unassuming.
Yeah,
so.
he just plays baseball. He's like a robot out there. I don't know
yes,
how the
he
hell.
Is.
Who pitches? OJR. Who pitches hey. A complete game and then hits two home runs in the next game? Who does that? Nobody.
Right. And I mean, he is the most diversified special player ever. And I'm looking forward to watching Agent Sim Inclusion.
Well, thank you, Greg. Enough about Ohtani. Why didn't you go see Beyonce?
Sold out, and Beyonce, we had a massive storm. Lost 200,000 people, lost electricity.
Wow.
And
last night?
But, yeah, it was great.
No, that's not great. Losing power, that's not great.
No, but Beyonce, I mean, who is the biggest? Is it Sheeran? Is it Taylor Swift? Is it the Beehive Beyonce? I mean, whoa. I mean, you've got music everywhere. Everything's going crazy.
You're right, Greg. Well, thank you so much for calling from Michigan. Appreciate you.
Love you. Be good.
Yeah, I love you, too. Hey, look, I don't ask a good question. By the way, I heard that Travis Kelce tried to reach out to Taylor Swift and was rejected. Ed Sheeran? Every time I see Ed Sheeran, he's singing in New York City subways.
Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer, to those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase, to the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes, waiters, and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
9 out of 10 women feel pressured to conform to unspoken hair rules.
To fit in the picture, you have to change your hair.
Your curls are only acceptable if they're perfect.
I don't see anything that tells you to embrace your gray.
People show up with different hair. We should celebrate that.
Let's embrace the beauty of all hair. New Dove Love Your Hair Collection is gentle and sulfate-free with customized skincare ingredients. To love your silver, love your waves, love your curls, love the hair that makes you, you.
And I think that's beautiful.
New Dove Love Your Hair.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's getjoyfood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
It's somewhere that you would not see Beyonce or Taylor Swift. I don't know. I like Beyonce. I don't know if I go see Beyonce. I don't know. Let me shut up. I don't need people yelling at me. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get to more of your calls. You just heard Greg talk about Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani makes no sense. Ohtani is like, I don't want to say Bo Jackson for baseball because he's playing one sport, but he's doing everything. He's stealing bases. He's hitting triples. He's striking people out. He's hitting home runs. What can't Ohtani do? And what the hell are the Angels doing trying to keep him? A good idea, bad idea? We're going to talk about this on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. A lot of football news. A lot of baseball news as well. David Robertson from the New York Mets is now a Marlin. So if you had no or needed a clear indication that the New York Mets were going to be selling, there you have it. Is Justin Verlander next? He should be. I know Justin Verlander said, I came here, I signed with the New York Mets, I want to win with the Mets, but, bro, the Mets ain't winning nothing, okay? It's time to go. New York Mets out here waving the white flag. Something that the Angels should be doing. But no, they're smelling themselves. The Angels, as you just heard Greg from Michigan, they're in Detroit. They're on their way from Toronto, on their way to Toronto. The Angels have now won four games in a row, and Shohei Ohtani is still likely on his way out of the door. But the Angels are like, nah, we're going to compete. They have a record of 54-49. They're still alive for a wild card spot. Of course they are. I mean, it's only July. And they're really hoping that they can keep Shohei Ohtani and go on a run. Last night, they traded for Lucas Giolito from the White Sox. And then today, knowing that Shohei Ohtani is not going anywhere, it's been reported that he didn't want to go anywhere, and the Angels are just going to keep him. I guess they got no choice. Shohei Ohtani decided to go off today. Shohei Ohtani makes absolutely no sense. The game was postponed last night due to weather. You heard Greg talk about the storms. They play today. And in game one, the Angels beat Detroit 6-0. Shohei Ohtani pitched a complete game. 9 innings, 8 strikeouts, 0 runs. Damn. That's impressive all by itself. Baseball pitchers don't go out there and just pitch complete games. This is the first one in Shohei Ohtani's career. And so what could he possibly do the rest of today to add to what he accomplished with a complete game? Oh, well, he could swing the bat, right? And that's what he did. In game two, Shohei Ohtani hit 2 home runs. I want you to listen to this courtesy of Bally and then the Angels Radio Network. Who does this? Shohei Ohtani in the second game said, oh yeah, I pitched a complete game in game number one. In game number two, hey, here's my 37th home run.
Shohei looking for his first hit of the series. Some clapping for Shohei, who goes to the opposite field. Get going, yeah! His major league leading 37th oppo shot.
And remember, he threw a shutout in game one of this doubleheader. And then he hits an opposite field rocket out. And the cheers here at Comerica Park for Shohei Ohtani.
Come on, man. A complete game in game one. In the second game, he hits a home run. And he didn't stop there. He hit another one. Listen to this. This is number 38.
Here's Shohei swinging and lifting another ball high and deep. And that one is in right center. And that one is gone. Ohtani with a 2-homer game right now. He has 38 for the season. Angels have hit a pair in this inning. And the lead widens as the Angels now have a 7-2 lead.
This is beyond obnoxious at this point. Like, he's on pace just for home runs. He's on pace, I believe, for almost 60. I think he's like at 58, 59. Like, what is he doing? Aaron Judge just got the record for American League home runs last year, and Shohei Ohtani, I know there was a lot of conversations about Ohtani should have been MVP last year and this and that. Well, look, Aaron Judge secured that with the record. And Ohtani definitely could have won MVP last year, another one. And he's going to win the MVP for the American League this year. There's no doubt about it. I couldn't even tell you who would be second in line. It doesn't matter. And so the Angels are going for it. Four-game winning streak, adding Lucas Giolito. You would hope that Mike Trout can come back. And even when he comes back, I'm sure something else will get broken or hurt. The Angels are trying to go to the postseason for the first time since 2014. And I guess if you're going to burn, or if you're going to go down and you're the Angels, you might as well go down swinging. Why make the fan base more miserable than it already is, right? I think the only thing that could make the Angels fans happy is if Artie Moreno decided to sell. And this is sad. Because I don't see the Angels. I don't see them winning a World Series. I mean, maybe they can get into the playoffs. Yeah, and sure, you go to the playoffs, and now everybody has a chance to win. And anybody you get into the tournament, anything can happen. It's the hottest team that gets there. The odds are stacked against the Angels. Lucas Giolito, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout, Rendon, or not. It's tough. And so I guess the Angels had no choice. It's been reported that Shohei Ohtani is just like, I'll just finish the season here and then be a free agent. And if you do trade me, then you can absolutely forget about me re-signing if I should be traded. Now, I guess if Shohei Ohtani is calling the shots, then what are you going to do? You going to trade him because he said, don't trade me? Angels suck. I mean, to even be in this position where Shohei Ohtani can boss you around, he's basically utilizing you as leverage. Angels are suckers. And yeah, sure, it's a two-month, three-month rental anywhere or any team that would acquire Shohei. But wouldn't you rather get something and nothing instead of keeping this false hope? Does anybody think that Shohei Ohtani is going to stick around with the Angels? When he can just go straight up I-5 and play for the Dodgers? If he played for the Dodgers, even more people would care. Angels should have traded this dude. Now they're stuck. They'll likely crash and burn. And if somehow, some way, the Angels win the World Series, damn, I got a lot of crow to eat. I just think the odds are low on that. Hey, look, watch Shohei Ohtani. A complete game in one game, two home runs in the other, and I guess he worked real hard today, and they don't know if he'll play tomorrow in Toronto due to cramps. That's how the world works. And when he comes back, he'll steal two bases. He'll hit a triple, hit a home run, and then his next start, he'll pitch seven innings and strike out nine. This is just Shohei Ohtani's a baseball freak. Best player in the game. The Angels should have moved him. They're screwed. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What do you think about Ohtani? Do you really see a scenario in which the Angels can win the World Series and retain him? That's the only way I think he stays. And damn it, if they won the World Series, there ain't no guarantee that he's sticking around. I wouldn't be shocked if they went on a losing streak and still missed the playoffs. Sorry, I'm just being honest. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break, 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of moving, we have another college football team. We have another school that's moving conferences. I'll tell you about it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about moving, right? I said the Angels, I mean, maybe Ohtani doesn't want to go, so they got no choice. They've acquired Lucas Giolito. Now they have no choice. Man, they ain't winning nothing with Shohei. You're not winning the World Series this year. That ain't happening for the Angels. In an ideal world, they would have moved this man. But now they're, I don't want to say they're stuck. They can make more money at the gate the rest of the year. They can, you know, build off of hope. But by the time we get to the wintertime, I think Shohei Ohtani, he's on his way to the Dodgers. But what do I know? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of moving, there is somebody, or not somebody, there is a team, there is an entire school that's going to be moving on. Colorado, they moving, man. Pac-12 might as well be cooked because they are going back to the Big 12, where they originally were a founding member since 1996. I think this was pretty much stamped since Deion Sanders showed up and wants to expand his recruiting outside of just out west. And they were invited. They had a board meeting, and it's pretty much, it's going down. And so for the Pac-12, why? Why does the Pac-12 even exist anymore? There's no reason for it. USC, UCLA on their way out the door. Big 12 making some headway now that we know Texas and Oklahoma, they're going to be in the SEC starting next year. And Colorado moving on back to the Big 12. And the idea of a Power 5, let's just throw that idea out the window. It's Power 5 in name only. We got the SEC, we got the Big 10, we got the Big 12, and the ACC trying to make some noise and make some hay too. But the Pac-12 might as well just get thrown out into the ocean. Like, it shouldn't exist. It's been reported that the Big 12 doesn't want to stop there. They want to bring in Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah too. Colorado did something smart. They moved. They moved for money. Something that the Angels should have done with Ohtani. It's too late, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike. He's calling from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. I appreciate your show. All that you do, man. Man, just love the show. Had a quick question, man. Do you know anything about the business side of baseball? And what is Ohtani really worth? Ticket sales, T-shirts, $18 beers. What's it worth to a franchise to have?
You know what? You know what's real crazy? I don't have an answer for that, and neither do the players. Because the teams don't open up their books, which drives the Players Association absolutely mad. I can tell you this, that Major League Baseball has moved towards being an $11 billion per year business. That much I know. Now, we can take a look and say that Ohtani, is he being paid his full value relative to what he brings to the table? The answer is 100% no. Even with Ohtani's future contract, he's getting paid the highest arbitration amount in history. But if Ohtani gets $50 million a year in baseball salary, is he making what he's worth? Probably not. If he's making $60, is he getting what he's worth? Probably not. If we look at LeBron James in his prime, was he making as much money as he brought to the Cavaliers in the NBA? The answer is no. And I think that's going to be the same thing for Ohtani, regardless of what he gets paid.
Man, thanks, JR. Hey, can I have a follow-up? Do you have an over-under on how long Deion's going to be at Colorado?
I'm going to give him a break. I'm not going to answer that. The man just had a foot surgery and blood clots. Let's let him get through his physical ailments, okay?
Fair enough. Hey, I appreciate you, brother.
All right, thank you, Mike, for calling from Birmingham. I'm not Sean Payton, okay?
You're too nice, Jay.
Being a baseball play-by-play broadcaster demands a blend of learned mechanics, intense preparation, and a calm sense of entertainment. How hard is it to do this job? Let's talk to the ones who do it. This is Matt Spiegel. My new podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, will bring those conversations to you as the best working and former broadcasters tell you why and how they do it. New episodes come every Thursday all summer long. Follow the PBP, Voices of Baseball, on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Are you too nice?
I'm not going to kick a guy when he's down. I'm not going to do that. Let Deion Sanders coach a season. Let him win more than one game. Let him win a couple, and then let's see what he does. Guy got health issues. He got a blood clot in this leg, got a blood clot in that leg, got toes that they had to take off of his foot. Come on. Not going to beat up on Deion. Not today. 855-212-4CBS. Mitch is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you doing?
I'm amazing. What's up, Mitch?
I'm good. I'm just going to touch base on, well, the baseball thing there, but I just want to touch base on the Sean Payton comments about Hatchett. And it's like, I think that's very disrespectful that he said that. You know, the man went, he was on a team that went 13-3 as offensive coordinator. He was a good hire. He sounded good. Did he manage the team? I don't know. But I just think it was disrespectful of Sean Payton to say the things he said. I mean, it's like there's some unwritten rules in life. You don't date your best friend's ex-girlfriend.
What?
No, you don't.
Mitch.
What?
Who said that?
I don't know. It's a rule I've always lived by.
Okay. Well,
so you know, I just think it was disrespectful of him as a coach to come out and say that about another coach. It's kind of like you don't do that.
Yeah, you don't. What are some other rules? You don't spit in the air, or tug on Superman's cape. What are some other rules?
Well, those are kind of good ones, I guess. You know, I mean, it's just common sense stuff, but...
Yeah. Hold on. Let's go back to this girlfriend thing, okay?
Okay.
You said you don't date your friend's ex? Is that what it is?
Yeah, if you got a best friend and he breaks up with a girl, you just don't date her. That's kind of... kind of an unwritten rule.
Oh. Well, I mean, there's unwritten rules everywhere. People get mad about it in baseball. Is there, like, a time frame or just, like, forever?
I don't know. I never had to go through it. I just never did it.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Not for me, but I'm asking for a friend.
I just think it was just disrespectful of what Sean Payton did.
Okay.
Hang another coach out there like that. And I've been a Packer fan for... Well, I was born a Packer fan. That's the way it is in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's the way we are, you know. It's like, I remember one time, probably 15 years ago, and my daughter was in high school, and they had a band concert, and the teacher, he scheduled a band concert on a Monday. And my wife said, hey, you got to take the daughter to this because I got some other stuff to do. And I said, Packers are playing.
All right.
And her comment was, okay, I'll make other arrangements because that's kind of the way it is here. It's like everybody knows we're Packer fans and that's what we do. And, you know, the whole Aaron Rodgers thing right now is I love Aaron Rodgers. He provided so many entertaining days that.
Well, nothing lasts forever. Get used to Jordan Love.
I'm not sure,
but
I think that he's going to be okay because they're going to have to – we'll find out. But they're going to do a lot more running. I think they got the offensive line to run the ball and get these new tight ends acclimated with the team, and we'll see what happens. You know,
I'll tell you this, Mitch. Win, lose, draw, good or bad, we're going to be talking about it. So call me back, okay?
I will do that, JR. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Mitch, for calling from Wisconsin.
Mitch kind of struck a nerve a little bit with me.
I'm sorry?
I said that Mitch kind of struck a little bit of a nerve about dating friends' exes. You know, I don't necessarily...
You steal people's girlfriends?
Yeah, I don't necessarily steal people's girlfriends, but I wait until they break up. I give it a week or two, and then I kind of try and slide in there a little bit. That's always been my strategy. I earned the nickname Mr. Sloppy Seconds when I was in college. Maybe that's too much information, though.
It is.
Okay. I didn't mean to go there, but yeah. No,
it's okay. It's all right. It's just you, I'm not even going to put an adjective to
it's sad because a lot of my friends, they date really good-looking women because my friends are all big and strong and whatever. So when I see someone's girlfriend that I have my eyes on, I make a mental note to myself, okay, I'm going to wait until they break up, and then I start actively rooting for a couple of them to break up and a couple of them to stay together. And then I actually, one time, I created a list ranking who was most likely to break up and then who was least likely to break up.
I don't want you – let's not dig a hole here, okay?
Okay.
Let's listen to me. No mas. Just
Dr.
People
Phil
listen
over
to
here.
This show, okay?
Oh, I know. We have millions of listeners. People are listening all over the country. I know that. You're Dr. Phil over here, though. I like
it. No, I'm not Dr. Phil. I'm just JR, and I don't want you to say anything that will incriminate yourself, okay?
No, of course not. I wouldn't want to do that either.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Not nice, okay? Nick is calling from Chicago. He doesn't know about anything about stealing people's girlfriends. Hey, Nick, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How we doing? So, Tani and Suzuki are friends, and the Cubs could use a little pickup being very hot lately. What do you think about the Cubs giving up Bellinger and Stroman for Otani with a player to be named later? Or even picking up Otani next season if the Ricketts want to pay the money out there.
Well, Bellinger, I think, is off. Like, why would I trade one expiring guy for another expiring guy? That doesn't make any sense. Now, does it?
Okay.
Yeah, that
doesn't. I hear what you're saying.
That doesn't make any sense. Both of these dudes are going to be free agents in a couple of months. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But besides that, I don't think
Troy. In a couple months, too.
Yeah, what, huh?
Is about Otani's a free agent in a couple of months too.
Yeah, that was my point. Why would I acquire Bellinger for Otani when they're both going to be looking for work? But that's besides the point. This is the larger one.
Okay.
If I'm Shohei Otani, why am I trying to come play in the Midwest for? I done spent all of my American years in California. Why am I moving to the Midwest?
Because he's got Suzuki in Chicago. He's got Seiya.
Man, we all got friends. Man, I got friends all over the world. I ain't moving unless they write me a check. What?
The Rickets can pay them.
Yeah, he can pay them, but you ever looked at a map?
Yeah. And I've also looked at the Cubs being 650 in the last 30 games.
Yeah, no. So, no. Have you looked at a map?
Yeah.
Okay. Is Japan closer to California or Chicago?
I get what you're saying.
No, but which one is closer?
Okay, California's closer.
Okay, and where has he played?
East Coast.
Oh, my God. That was a joke. It was a joke. California.
He's trying to spin you around a little bit there.
No, he ain't trying to spin me around. It had to have been a joke. Look, Shohei Ohtani. Why would he go to Chicago? If he wants to win and he wants to make money and he wants to play for a team that has a more recent history of winning, it's not about what the Sox are doing today. Why the hell would he even dare, man? Come on, because his friend is there? Stop it. Shohei Ohtani can get on a plane and go right over the Pacific and go home. He doesn't have to fly over, the Midwest and over the mountains, over the Rockies, over the desert, over California, and then fly to Japan. No, you know how to do that. If I see Shohei Ohtani in Chicago, I'm going to go see him, but I don't think that'll be the case, okay? It's creative to think about. I don't see Shohei Ohtani going to New York. I don't see him going to Chicago. I see him going to the Dodgers. Why move? Who wants to move? He's already acclimated to being in California. He doesn't have to probably even move or change his house. Sure, he has multiple homes in California already. Stop it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You can believe this. Me? I'm not moving. I'm not going anywhere. And I'll be back on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls, more of this quarterback talk, and I'll try my best not to strain or rip my ACL. Don't move.